So, what is your lucky number?
I'm not too sure, but I like to think that 5 is one of my lucky numbers.
Okay. So, how did it become your lucky number?
I used to wear number 9 or 11 a lot, but then when I was at boarding school and I got to change numbers for my sophomore year, I started wearing number 5, and I just liked it. And then I guess I try to put a story to it, and like there's 5 letters in my name, there's 5 letters in my mom's name, so it's just always been like lucky number 5. I don't know if it's super lucky, but it's just like one of my favorite numbers. And then like I like any combination of 5. So like my number now that I play with, Bermuda is 23, so like 2-3 equals 5. So it's like I like number 5 personally.
Okay, so how old were you when you started having the lucky number 5?
I was pretty old actually. I think I was like 15. It was 15. I think my number before that used to be like number 9. But that was more so because of like, I was playing as a striker really. But honestly, actually, I maybe was younger than that. I think I wore 5 like when I was like 14 or 15. No, like 12, I want to say. Like when I was Bermuda, I wore 5 for a bit, I think too.
Okay. So, do you play any sports?
Yeah, play soccer mainly. And I do a bit of track and field, but mostly soccer.
Okay. Was there one moment that really enforced the idea to you that this number is lucky?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, I just like it. I think it's probably one of my favorite numbers. I just like how it looks and something about it. It just like looks right. When I wear it, it feels right. It's just like one of my favorite numbers. I've had some good memories in it though. Like we're number 5. I've done like, you know, when I was running out of 5, like won like best prep school in New England a couple times. Like I've just been pretty accomplished with the number. So that definitely has a lot of memories with it. Definitely have another memory with it, but yeah.
Okay, cool. So that was like a notable event that happened when you were wearing that lucky number of 5. Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So was there ever a moment in time where you started doubting that it was your lucky number?
I understand that things happen sometimes, and you know, I never really thought of it being a number's fault, I guess you could say. It's still my favorite number, and if I got to wear it any time again, I would.
Okay, so does your lucky number play a role in your culture?
Not necessarily. I like to think that, like, you know, like my initials AS5 sounds right. Like I thought about changing my Instagram name to AS5, like back in high school, because I thought it was cool to have like your initials and your number. Not really in terms of culturally. I think that it's just like looks. I just think it just looks really cool.
Cool, I feel that. All right, so these are just 3 bonus questions. Since you're an athlete, so have you ever had to wear a different number for some reason and it threw you off?
There's some numbers that I don't really, really like to wear. I feel weird wearing them, but it doesn't really throw me off. I've always been told that, like, the player makes the number, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I know 5 tends to be, like, wasn't very popular at Berkshire. That's why I picked it up and took it. And that's why I started wearing, like, number 9 or whatever else. Because, like, a lot of people's favorite player don't wear number 5. I do feel like now I don't wear number 9 and it feels kind of weird. Like someone's always commenting on how I'm number 9 and a defender. So like I definitely would change that, but it is what it is. And I guess like at Dartmouth is probably one of the places where numbers literally don't matter at all.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how much do you believe the number actually has to do with the success you've had as a player with it?
I don't know. If I had to, like, give it a percentage, I'd say about 5% or 10%. Just because it's like a one less thing to worry about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you like the number on your back, you want to do well with the number and the jersey that you have on, and then bang. But like I'm sure that it would be a similar effect if there was, like, another number, like, not number five, right? But I do feel like I played, like, maybe some of my best games in that jersey, really enough.
For sure. All right, so last question here. Would you influence your future child to wear the same number five, like how you did?
Honestly, yeah, for sure. Which is kind of funny. I mean, like, I do a bit of coaching right now, and all the kids are like, oh, like, what number should I take? And I always tell them to take number five. Yeah. And you think it looks cool. You think, like, it's probably the best number on the back of my jersey, I'd say. It just fills the page the most, quite honestly, or the jersey the most. So, yeah, I'll probably tell my kids to get number five, but, yeah.
All right, bro. All right, that's it, bro. Respect. Appreciate it.